This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Trump to give the State of the Union speech in February.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president is in Florida for the holidays, but before leaving Washington, he signed legislation that creates a space force and gives federal workers 12 weeks of paid parental leave. The Republican-controlled Senate approved the $738 billion defense policy bill Tuesday after the House had approved the measure last week. At the signing ceremony, President Trump said the money helps ensure the U.S. military has everything it needs.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
The measure funds the creation of Trump's proposed Space Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. military. That's in exchange for the Democrats' parental leave proposal, which gives 2 million federal workers 12 weeks of parental leave for the first time in American history. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.